Gemara Brachas, page 68.
Okay, why is Rabbi Yehuda,
who says, Bein kach u bein kach, whether you assume buy it or get it as a gift,
yeah.
Tzarich levarech.
So we heard that Rabbi Yehuda holds that, well, what we were looking for is this. The Rabbi Yehuda actually matches up with Rabbi Huna, Rav Huna, Rabbi Yehuda's view. Even though this is basically this version, right? That if you don't do it when you buy then buy, but if you do one, drop one down to gift then buy, then you would. So this is gift then buy, which is probably why I wrote it up originally as gift then buy. So that was in my head. Gift then buy, then you would make a profit. Right? Equals means gift then buy. You do make proper. Right? And then it matches up very clearly to the new writer. Right? And this one follows the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. But now this one is left out in the cold, with no one apparently following that opinion. The truth is, it wasn't actually covered. It wasn't covered in the brighter. This wasn't mentioned. No one had mentioned by then by. So, but the Gemara is going to pick up on your line of thought, Rabbi Abraham, and say, you're right. Amalacha Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan can tell you, Malachar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan can say, no, don't leave me out in the cold. I also fit. And Rabbi Yochanan can say, Hu hadin le Rabbi Yehuda. It's also the same as Rabbi Yehuda. Kana v'chaza v'kana nami tzarech l'berech. That if Rabbi Yehuda is like me, Rabbi Yehuda also holds that if you bought and then you bought. And therefore, I do have support. The Rabbi Yochanan in version number 2 does have. He can also be like Rabbi Yehuda. Right? Because Rabbi Yehuda, although he didn't talk about it, Rabbi Yehuda only talked about what happens if you have a gift and then you buy. But Rabbi Yochanan says, no, he holds by me too. Even if he bought and then you bought, Rabbi Yehuda would also hold by me. We haven't got anything to argue against that. We've got no reason to. It's a valid argument. Could be. He might hold that. We don't know what his hashkafa is. But it's not something that can't be the case. Could be. Okay. Mm-hmm. A little bit holding on. Yeah.
Trying.
Yeah, we really need to spend more time and write the other writer on the board too to match them all up. Mm-hmm. Homework. Okay. So that's Rabbi Yochanan justifying himself. V'had kamif lev v'yesh laka. V'yesh lo v'konen. The writer said, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir held, you buy a gift, then buy. Same as this. Gift, then buy. No brocha. Rabbi Yehuda holds gift, then buy. Yes, bracha. Okay. Which is really just a replica of this. It's the same thing. Which is why we said the first one is very easy. Tick, 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 tick. Right? Then we said, okay, so what about version 2? Does version 2 have any support? So when we said here, gift them buy, you make a bracha. Gift them buy, you make a bracha. So that's Rabbi Yehuda. Why, they actually switched at this point, because these two were there too, and now we've flipped it. Which is why, and then there's no one here. This one doesn't fit. So on the Pshat reading, it doesn't fit in anyway. Where are we going to put that? This one we can tick very nicely. That works here. But what am my left to him. So he's on no bracha, and he's making a bracha on everything. So that's why the initial assumption of the Gemara is that this doesn't fit. Along comes Rabbi Yochanan and says, no, this, my opinion here, is also Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda agrees with me that even a gift, and then you buy, you make a bracha, and also Rabbi Yehuda is holding also buy and buy, make bracha. Right, says Rabbi Yochanan, he's also like me, why not? We don't know, maybe it could be. Okay, so Rabbi Yochanan says that, but then the Gemara says, okay.
That's what he does say, Rabbi Yehuda.
No, Rabbi Yehuda only told us.
So ben kach uben kach.
Yeah, but ben kach uben kach was the going on the original language of the Braita. The Braita said, if you didn't have the gift, if you didn't have the item and you bought it, you would make a bracha. But Rabbi Meir says, if you already had it and then you bought it, you wouldn't make a bracha. And Rabbi Yehuda comes up and said, no, between this or this, you make a bracha. Meaning whether you didn't have it at all, or then you got it. So that's what he's saying. That's what the Bein Kach was. But we didn't hear. So we didn't know what he holds by this. Mm-hmm. It's not written. But Rabbi Yochanan said, no, he always also holds by me. He makes a bracha on this occasion. But he makes brachas. There's no reason to suspect that he stops there. No, why do you want to say that he only stops there?
Did he buy the Nitzim in the Kach again?
Why the what?
Rabbi Yehuda.
Say the question?
Rabbi Yehuda say, gift, yes, buy, yes, bracha. So when he buy, after he buy,
yes,
he made a bracha.
He also made a bracha. So that's what Rabbi Yochanan said. But we don't know. Because we don't know if hashkafically he's holding over here in our theory that you only make a bracha after you bought it twice, you wouldn't know. We don't know. There's a possibility that you could say the other way and say, no, this isn't correct. This is not true. Doesn't have to be true. Only the first time you buy it. The second time you buy it, you won't.
So let's say he get what is now?
What?
You buy it, make a bracha, and then he get a gift. You make a bracha.
You buy it, make
then
a bracha.
Then he get a gift from his family.
Yeah, fair. So very good question. It's not addressed anywhere here. Nowhere in the sukkah. So we probably would hold that if you hear hold this by then by, you probably would because we're saying every time you get it something new. Maybe, I don't know. It's not for sure. It's not addressed. It's a good question. It's not addressed.
In the book, the question would be
by and then you get a gift. Yeah, on the gift, because the gift is not such a big thing. You're giving it. Normally, if you hold the gift on the first time you get it, so fine, you do. If you're holding that a gift has the power that it gives you to make a shekhinah, even on a gift, which we do hold.
I see. Gift has more power than when you buy for yourself.
You think it has more
because,
power?
Because yeah, everybody is making bracha when you get a gift.
No.
Why?
We're not on this board. No one here.
When you get.
We're only talking about the second occasion. We're only talking about what happened on the buy.
You make
nobody's told them it. We're assuming that they did, but no one said it.
Why?
I don't know. Good question.
Gift,
nobody said.
Buy no bracha. So,
We did. Because why? Because in the previous sugya, we learned the case of where the father died, and he left an inheritance, which is a gift.
Yeah.
You have to say Baruch HaTomeretim, which is the plural of Shechianu, when it comes in the brothers. Right. So we learned before that you do make it on the gift originally. So that's not the question. The question is, what do you do on the second time?
With any gift you make, tohu make it.
If it's for plural. In the previous sugya, you've got an inheritance, so it was him and his brothers. So he said, tohu make it, because we all achieved the inheritance. But if you got given a gift personally, so you make shechian, because they're the same thing.
Even though two people are benefiting from it?
No, if two people benefit, then you make it tohu make it.
When you get a gift, it's two people benefit.
No, so here we're talking about clothes, person. Which is why I wanted to sit with clothes.
Also, give you a gift, it feels good.
So there's a question about for him whether he makes it too, or no, whether the person makes it on top of it because there's two of them. You're right. The Shulchan Aruch puts it. The one version is that when you get a gift, you make it on top of it because there's two people benefiting you and the one who gave you the gift. You're both benefiting from the joy of giving and taking. receiving top. So, but the part I was sticking with
but
the economy is when you share.
The first time you get the present,
yeah, nachon. So here you're right. So here we don't. But nobody mentions the word shechianu. Just mentions the word bracha. You make a bracha. We're assuming, and the art scroll sticks with the word shechianu in the parentheses. Right. But it's not actually said. So it could be, which brings you the shita that you can now have room to say it's actually tovumetiv, because you've got a giver as well. Whenever you have a gift, you've got a giver. Except for the case where you have an inheritance and then you don't. If you have an inheritance, then there's no one else celebrating giving you. You just die, right? There's no only benefiting one. So here we're also talking potentially an inheritance. So because of potentially an inheritance, it could be either, which is probably why the Gemara has left it as a make a bracha and not said which one, because it could be either. But that's not the point. We're not trying to discuss which one it is. We're just trying to discuss whether or not there's a bracha. So, Tov. Let's get back. So what are we saying now? So we're saying now we have, initially we thought that this brighter gave support for version 1 but didn't support version 2. But then we said, no, even version 2 has a place. This one is clear. This one, gift them, had Rabbi Yehuda. And then Rabbi Yochanan said, no, even me too, I'm also a young Rabbi Yehuda. Both of these are perfectly valid. No one has argued against this opinion yet. We don't have any argument against it. This version 2 can hold up in court. You can lift it up and debate it, and you can't argue against it. Right? The brighter fits. It's not a parallel, like this one is very nicely, but it's still everyone's arguments still fit together. No one's actually argued against each other.
Right? Rabbi Huna in the second version.
Rabbi Huna fits with.
No, Rabbi Huna in the second, second version.
Rabbi Huna.
Rabbi Huna.
With Rabbi Huna, because here, gift that I put it here, because this is what comes out of here. If you buy and then you buy, and you don't make a bracha, then you do make a bracha when you gift and then you buy. Means that you do.
Doesn't support the second one unless we say that we're also buying and buying.
Yeah, yeah. So if and that's what we're saying.
We have no proof of that yet.
Nahan, but what we don't have is an argument against it. Right? We're looking to try and knock out one of them by saying, I've got a brighter that conflicts. So obviously, that's nonsense. Let's get rid of that. Wipe it all off. Doesn't exist. Right? And this one is the correct version. But no, because Rabbi Yochanan can say, no, I can fit myself in with you. Still possible. I'm not saying it is, but it's possible. So you can't wipe this off, because it's definitely possible that fits together.
So how do you do that, right? Rabbi Yochanan learned, because when Rabbi Yehuda make a bracha, when he get a gift,
yeah,
he buy a new suit, he make a bracha. So he learned when he buy another suit more, he make a bracha.
Also make it. Yeah, that's what he's saying. Could be. We don't know, but it could be. So because it could be, we're safe for the moment. Okay. Now. Okay. Now, so the Gemara says, the ha deka miflagi, and that which they were arguing, b'yesh lo v'kana, that which they were arguing about a case in the writer, of where there was a gift and then they bought. Nachon? But they had it and then they bought it. Right? Which was different than this. Right? So Rabbi Yochanan's explaining two things. First of all, he's explaining, my shita fits with Rabbi Yehuda. And the fact that brighter was not talking about this, we're talking about two different things. I'll explain to you why we're talking, why the language of the brighter, the situation of the brighter, was not the situation I was talking about. I'm going to explain to you the fact that I was talking about apples and apples, and he was talking about apples and pears. Let me explain why he was talking about apples and pears, not apples and apples, and it still makes sense. Because the hidden question, if you like, why does Rabbi Yochanan need to explain that you're talking about something else than me, and explain the way? Because the hidden question is, if you're Rabbi Yochanan, that Rabbi Yehuda is also following you, then why did he say it? Why he didn't say this? You're implying it. So Rabbi Yochanan is now saying, he holds by me, and I'll tell you why he didn't say it explicitly. He's going to say he didn't need to, is what he's going to come to. Because you can learn it from it. So what's he going to say? So let's see, and then we'll review. The kam miflagi b'yeshlok b'kanan. That thing which they learned, that they taught, they argued about. B'yeshlok b'kanan, where he has, and then he bought. Which is not my situation. My situation was when I bought, and then I bought. That writer was talking about the case of where he had, and then he bought. Seems to be a different case. So how can you try and compare and say that it's the same as me? So why did it bring it in a different situation? Lodiach kocho de Rabbi Meir. The writer was taught in that fashion in order to teach you, Lodiach kocho de Rabbi Meir, the strength of Rabbi Meir. Right? Rabbi Meir's opinion says that if you had a gift and then you bought, you don't make a bracha. Rabbi Meir's opinion is very strong. If you would have taught the brighter like my version, buy and then buy, which is this version, buy and then buy, you don't get to know the strength of Rabbi Meir's opinion. Rabbi Meir's opinion about the gift and then buy, where you don't make a bracha, it only comes out because we're talking about this situation, gift then bracha. Gift and then buy. But if you move up to the situation of buy and buy, we don't know what Rabbi Meir's opinion is, that it's so strong that even over here, because if you tell me buy and buy, and you say Rabbi Meir doesn't hold that way, so fine, but I don't know where he's holding in this situation, which is one down. Okay. So that's the reason why the Brighton wasn't playing in my territory, wasn't in my ball game. I thought this ball game is buy and buy. You're right. The writer didn't bring you by and by, but trust me, he also holds like me. But the reason why he didn't actually specify it, because he wanted to teach, the writer wanted to teach the strength of this opinion. And you can only teach the strength of that opinion if you teach it in the form of what happens with a gift, and then you buy it.
But he doesn't agree with that opinion, probably.
Doesn't have to agree. The writer, the one who taught the writer, expressed it in that way in order to teach me the strength of Rabbi Meir's opinion. That he's so lenient that he doesn't make a bracha. No bracha, lenient, we'll call that. No bracha. Even in the situation where you bought it for the first time. If you already had it, still don't need to make a bracha. Right? It's a very lenient opinion. And I wouldn't have known that lenient opinion if you hadn't told me the gift and then the buy. Which is why we didn't teach the buy and buy like version 2. Right? Because we have to explain, why did this try to follow version 2? Why did it parallel version 1? If this is the true writer, so follow this one. Right? If you're going to teach Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, two Amoraim, you're going to follow. So follow word for word what the original writer said. This one follows word for word. Rabbi Yochanan comes and says, the reason why they didn't follow word for word in our version, version number 2, is because then you wouldn't have learned out this. So there's a good reason. This is also still good. Right? We're trying to support version 2 and say, version 2 is also wonderful. It still works. The reason why it didn't parallel is because it still works, it's still good, but he wanted to teach the leniency of this ruling. And you wouldn't have known that otherwise.
Yeah.
That's why it wasn't done parallel, it doesn't follow exactly word for word. But my version too is still good. That's his argument. Okay? To teach you the lahodiyah kochod Rabbi Meir, to teach you the strength of Rabbi Meir's position, the afilu kanava yeshlo, which is Rabbi Meir's opinion, that even if you bought and you already had it, you don't make a bracha. Right? He just phrases it there to give you the emphasis. Even if you bought it, but you already had it, you will make a bracha. Right? That's a strong opinion. Right? I wanted to teach you the strength of Rabbi Meir's opinion. And then the Gemara says, V'kol shechen, and all the more so, chazar v'kana. Sorry, kana v'chazar v'kana, de'en sarich v'varech. And all the more so, for sure he wouldn't say a bracha. So it doesn't need to say it. Right? The Gemara answers as extra, well, so why didn't the Braita add in the fact, this information too? If this is such a good version, so add it in and make the Braita longer. So the Gemara says, no, kilu kavachomer. You don't need to add it in, it's obvious. If gift and then buy doesn't make a bracha, for sure buy and then buy doesn't make a bracha. So that's why the Braita was written in that fashion. Supporting the fact that version 2 is perfectly good, that you can't challenge my version 2. Just because my version 2 doesn't parallel it, it's good, I've got good reasons. I can find both opinions in there, and there's a good reason why it taught it in a different way than my version 2.
Could be according to Rabbi. The second one could be Rabbi Yochanan, could be according to Rabbi
Yochanan. The underlying question, the Gemara, is: are both of these versions viable? Can we? You gave me two. We started off with a very simple question. I have two different writers about Rabbi Huna and Rabbi Yochanan arguing about something. Mm-hmm. One says that he could this way, and one says that way. I want to know which one should I follow. Maybe they're I can get rid of one, and just then I've got one. So now I try and bring a brighter to try and say, well, I've got a brighter, and that brighter follows this one very nicely. Maybe this is the one, and let's get rid of that. It doesn't seem to follow this one. But now we have to backtrack and say, no, let's see if this is still good. When you're right, it doesn't parallel it. We can find this opinion
by
Rabbi Yehuda.
Meaning by gift, and by?
Gift, then by. We make a bracha.
But you had originally you had the buy and then buy.
Buy, don't make a bracha.
And then we're seeing Rabbi Yehuda says in the second case, buy, then buy, make a bracha.
Nachon, they're two different. So that's a dispute between them. That's their dispute. In the brighter itself, that's their dispute. Rabbi Huna is disputing with Rabbi Yochanan, two different opinions. Mm-hmm. In the brighter, that's good. They have two different arguments in the brighter.
How can they say the different things and both be according to Rabbi Yochanan?
Yeah, you're fair. Very good. Yeah, fair. It's a good spot. So let's see. So it's a very good point. So the answer to that is, so first of all, what's Rav Huna saying? Rav Huna is saying, by then by you don't make a bracha. It means the gift and then by you do make a bracha. Okay? So gift then by you make a bracha is exactly word for word what Rabbi Huna is saying. Gift then by make a bracha. So then we hit your problem, which is, wait a minute, doesn't make sense now. This version 2 doesn't appear to make sense. So now Rabbi Yochanan says, no, hold on. I could show you that even this, my opinion, Rabbi Yochanan's opinion, is actually also Rabbi Yochanan's opinion. And then, and we saw that, the by then by is like a follow-on, right? So even though it turns out that Rabbi Yehuda, they're still arguing on this point, right? By then by. They're still arguing on what you do inside the brighter. They still have a different opinion on by then by, don't make a bracha, by then by, do make a bracha. But both of them can say that Rabbi Yehuda is holding lighter. But I haven't answered your point, and then it has to answer your point.
So,
but that aside, so where do we come to? So now
the second version from Huna. How you can read by it and don't make a bracha that when he get a gift, Did he make a bracha? How you can see it?
Because the wording, because I just done this in short form. The wording of the Gemara is actually here, this in the box. The Gemara said you only make a bracha in a case where you didn't buy and buy. You only make a bracha where there was not buy and buy. Which means that you do make a bracha in every other situation that's not buy and buy. And buy and buy is the only one when you don't make a bracha. But I wrote that bit up because that's the bit he's arguing about. That's the half of the argument. But he actually said this, which is the orange. That actually is the orange.
So it means it's in the first version from Rabbi Huna, gift, and then buy, no bracha. Means when you get the gift, you make a bracha.
The first one, no one argues on the first one.
No, no,
The first one is always making a bracha.
No. Means Rav Huna said in the first version, when you get a gift, you make a bracha, but when you buy, you make no bracha.
And what, on the second time? What are you talking about when you get a gift the first time and you don't have anything?
Yeah.
Everyone says when you get the first one, you always make a bracha.
Oh, okay.
No one's arguing, we're only talking about the second one. Okay. So, where do we get to? So we said, now Rabbi Yochanan wants to explain, okay, so why on earth, why does this writer not follow you, not follow the parallel arguments of Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Huda, right? Like this one does. So Rabbi Yochanan said, I'll tell you why it's written in this fashion. It's written in this fashion with the gift and then the buy, and not talking about buy and buy. In order to tell you the strength of Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Meir is very lenient. That even in a case where he's buying, if you already had it, he doesn't make a bracha. He bought it. It's the first time he's ever bought. He's ever bought something himself with his own money. If you already had it, says Rabbi Meir, don't make a bracha. And that's why the brighter was written in that fashion. But you could also learn out Kal Vachomer if you don't make a bracha here, then you for sure wouldn't make a bracha according to Rabbi Meir when you bought and bought. When you bought it the first time, then the second time comes along, then for sure you wouldn't make a bracha because you only bought it once. If after you got it as a gift and then you bought it, you don't make a bracha. For sure, if you bought it the first time, when you come along and buy it the second time, you for sure wouldn't make a bracha. So we know the answer.
Are you all saying that there's a bracha for a gift?
On the first occasion, yes. But we're not worried about the first occasion. We're only worried about the second occasion.
No, meaning if I got a gift, I say a bracha?
It depends when. Did you have it or not? If it's the first occasion you had the item, or the second occasion you had the item? If it's the first occasion you ever had that item, you don't own that item at all, everyone agrees you always make a bracha on the first time you get it. It doesn't matter if you got it as a gift, an inheritance, or you bought it. The first time you got it, you haven't got that item at all. You don't have that thing ever. You never had a suit, you never had a house, you never... The first time you get it,
yeah.
Make a bracha. Everybody agrees. We're only arguing, the whole board is only arguing about number two.
So you have to say...
Because no one argues about the first one. The first one, when you got it, everyone agrees. It's not an argument.
But you have to say.
But we're only arguing about what you do the second time. You've already got something. Now what do I do? I've already had that thing in my wardrobe. Now, and that's the question that everyone's discussing. What do I do about the second one? Is it a shechianu? I've already got one. Or not? And the answer is, it depends. Is it a shechianu? It depends. How did you get the first one? Did you get the first one as a gift? Or do you bought the first one yourself? That's when it becomes relevant. Only when I get the second one. The first one, no one argued about. The first one, everyone's making Shechianus and Tobe Meitivs. Everyone, him. Everyone's making a gift. On the first time you ever got it, doesn't matter how you got it.
The Tobe Meitiv doesn't cover the person who you're giving the gift to?
Yeah, it does.
It does.
Yeah.
But in spite of that, the person who's getting the gift also has to say bracha?
No. Technicality. No, it's not. No one's talking about the first time you get it.
First time.
It's not even on the board. No one's entered that territory. It's not even a question. It's not on the Gemara. It's not on the page. It's not in the book. We're only talking about time number two. What happens on this second occasion? After you got it.
But it could
after
you,
no one cares about the first one.
If I didn't have a say, you'd write that on the
The only question is what I do on the occasion number two. Everyone agrees on occasion number one. Everyone agrees that you made the bracha.
That's what I was just saying.
Oh, so I've said it several times. At the first time you make a bracha, it doesn't matter whether you got it as a gift, an inheritance, or you bought it. You never had it.
Watch,
gift, inheritance, or bracha. Yes. Yeah, on all of them. Everyone agrees. If I got something, it's a gift. The first time, but not just talking about the first time, we're only talking about the second time. The first time is a given. It's a given that you make a bracha. Right, we learned in the previous sugya that when you got the inheritance, you got the inheritance and it says that's what made it. Nobody argued with that. You got given it as a gift. You got given it as an inheritance. It's the first time you had it. You make a bracha. Nobody argued. What are they arguing about? What you do about time number two? So now it does matter about how that first one came into my possession. Did that first one come into my possession through a gift or an inheritance? Or did it come from a purchase? So now it makes a difference. But only on time number two.
Looking for my own
picture. You're making a different bracha.
Make sure it was here.
Right.
You might say it's on my team. The second guy would say,
maybe, but that's not relevant. It's not the same thing. Brothel or not?
Second time you get married, you don't say shit.
No, I don't want to get married.
There's two opinions. There's two opinions.
Which one?